Sorry for my delay in posting on my podcast, but now in the few days that I've been gone, or in the weeks that I've been gone, we had the Atlanta Braves win the World Series, so congratulations to them. Buster Posey has announced for San Francisco Giants that he will announce his retirement from baseball after playing 12 years. Kind of shocked by that, especially at, as young as he is, he's only 34. So I'm surprised that he's announcing his retirement at this young of an age. I had spent the last few days at my brother's house only because there was a few things that they needed to do, and because my brother and his boyfriend don't drive, and my mom does, they needed my mom around so she could shop them around town so they could get the stuff that they needed for their house. Eventually my brother got me involved the other day. So it's gonna be kind of like it's something new. I had never partaken in it before, but this was the first time I ever did. And my brother got involved with the church study group. So every week these guys come out a couple times a week and they do Bible study together. And my brother got me involved with it yesterday. And so I partook in the Bible study yesterday. The guys what they did is that they went around, they asked and they quoted certain things from the Bible. And they would ask, what did we get out of, what, they asked us, what did we interpret out of that? And so, basically, they asked us, basically, I told the guys, you know, straight up, I said, I didn't say I was an atheist, because I've kind of leaned towards, I don't know how you would explain it, but it's more like, it's more like, basically, when I was younger, I had denounced God because I was questioning him. And the aspect of all the bad and hateful shit that happened to me when I was a kid, like all the hurtful shit that that people put on me when I was a kid. So I, for a while, denounced God, and I said, "Well, if God existed, he wouldn't have let this happen." But it did happen to me, and I'm like, "Well," and then I told the guy, I said, "For a while, I denounced him." I said, "But I'm willing to open up again down the line when it comes to wanting to believe again." Now, So these guys, they work for a church, but they're what they call in the missionary church. So they basically travel from town to town and home to home. So that's what they do, and they just spread the word of God. So my brother and me and my brother's boyfriend were a part of that group yesterday, where we just went around and told our stories and how and what our personal experiences have been. So that's it, but I had to be back today because I have to go to work at my other job, so I had to be back today so I can get my laundry done, and that's what we're doing today. But my brother got pissed off because I got my check today for my job, but my brother gets paid on Thursdays, and he noticed yesterday that he didn't get paid. And the fucking idiot hit and my fucking idiot brother sometimes. What he forgets to do is that he doesn't bother to check his stuff from Joel, which is where he works at, to see what vacation days he's allowed, what he's not allowed. He took a fourth week of vacation time because that's what he thought he had, but then the lady told him because he's part-time and he got hired in 2007 that that the most vacation time he'll get is 3 weeks, so he's only allowed to take it twice a year. So he's only allowed to take two vacations. So he's allowed to take 2 weeks in 1 month and then another week another time. So he's allowed to do that. But he can't take 4 weeks of vacation time in a year because the lady told him that he's not entitled to four. But he made that mistake and took 4 weeks. He took 2 weeks in June, 2 weeks in October, and then he got paid for the 1 week, but he didn't get paid for the fourth week because he wasn't entitled to it. And then when me and my mom were shopping the other day at Meijer, I had picked we had she had spotted something that I'm not usually used to. I'm not a big fan of Mountain Dew because it's got high sugar alcohol content, and with me being diabetic, it doesn't go well. We had picked up three bottles of this Mountain Dew, and it was gingerbread flavor. I love gingerbread, but I was kind of iffy. I'm like thinking, well, I like gingerbread, but I don't know how that would taste with Mountain Dew. And so I opened up the bottle and drank it yesterday, and it was actually pretty good, and it was not bad. And then I was able, when we were in Illinois yesterday at my brother's house, we stopped at the gas station to go get gas, and then I saw this thing that my mom was talking about. She wanted to try the mango Pepsi. She loves mango and she likes Pepsi, but she likes the diet Pepsi. She doesn't like the regular Pepsi. And so she took a sip of the mango Pepsi and said she didn't like it and gave it to my brother who liked it. So he drank it. And there's that. And the Bulls are actually off to a pretty good start, but they did lose the other day when they should have won. But they're 6-2, so it's still not bad, and it's still early in the season. They still got like 74 games left to play. And looking for something here. There was somebody that was and I love to take pictures, so like whenever I'm somewhere, I love to take pictures and you will see that. Now I know that I'm not tied to any religion, if that's the case of what you're talking about too. But I love to take pictures, and I would take a picture of this on my live stream when I go live on Instagram. But this guy gave me a book yesterday, the guys that came that were part of the Bible study, and they are part of a church called the Latter-day Saints, I think is what they are, which is a Mormon church. But either way, I'm not gonna judge. So they gave me a book that has to do with the Book of Mormon, and it's just a matter of me reading it when I get around to it. And then I see these sometimes. Indiana doesn't have them, but Illinois does, where my brother lives at. They have these little boxes that sit on the road, and you could put books in there, or you could put like food stuff in there, provided that the food stays good. I picked up two books that caught my eye when my mom said that we were dropping my brother off at the police station because he has to do some stuff. And so we had picked up a couple books that caught my eye. One's called A Spectacle of Corruption, and the other one is called Cold Hard Canyon by Clive Barker. Now this is pretty interesting on this book for the Spectacle of Corruption. And I was reading this and that caught my eye and it was very interesting. And my brother says, he says, "Oh, bring it over to me the next time you're out here so I can read it." I was like, "Well, that depends on how long it takes me to read it, because I got a whole bunch of books ahead of this to read." So this is what the book says, and it caught my eye. Moments after his conviction for a murder he didn't commit, at a trial presided over by a judge determined to find him guilty, a guy named Benjamin Weaver is accosted by a stranger who cunningly slips a lockpick and a file into his hands. In an instant, he understands two things: someone wants him to hang, and another equally mysterious agent is determined to see him free, to set him free. After a daring escape from an 18th-century London's most notorious prison, Weaver must face another challenge to prove himself innocent when the corrupt courts have shown him that they care, that they don't give a shit about his justice. Unable to show his face to the public, Weaver pursues his inquiry disguised as a wealthy merchant seeking to involve himself in the contentious world of politics, desperately navigating a labyrinth of schemers, crime lords, assassins, and spies. Weaver learns that in an election year, little is what it seems, and the truth comes at a staggeringly high cost. So that's that book for the Spectacle of Corruption. Now this other one called Clive Barker's Cold Heart Canyon. Now I've never heard of Clive Barker, but at least I don't remember. I don't think I have. Anyway, but the film's most popular action hero needs a place to heal after surgery that has gone terribly wrong. His fiercely loyal agent and sends him to such a place in a luxurious, forgotten mansion high in the Hollywood Hills. But the original owner of the mansion was a beautiful woman devoted to pleasure at any cost, and the terrible legacy of her deed has not yet died. And there are ghosts and monsters haunting Cold Heart Canyon, where nothing is ever forbidden from that place. Also yesterday, my brother had met up with a friend over at over in Illinois, somebody he used to work with at his job, and this lady had worked at Joel for 30-some years, and she retired, I think, I think she retired, like, a few months ago, according to my brother. So we met up with her, and we met her for the first time over at, this restaurant called The Patio. If you're, a friend of mine on Facebook and a friend of mine on Instagram, you'd see the photos that I took. So we went up to this restaurant called The Patio, and it's actually pretty good service because all you gotta do is all you do is you go up to the counter, you tell them your order, you pay there, and then they bring the food to your table. So it's actually pretty good service there like that. And so that's what they did. I had chicken tacos, or fish tacos, something like that. My mom had, I forget what the hell my mom had. I think my mom had the pulled pork tacos, or whatever it's called. And then my brother's boyfriend, Tim, had a hamburger, but he doesn't like putting ketchup and mustard on his shit. I forget what the fuck my brother had, but then I had cheese fries. Debbie had, I think, Debbie, I think, was, my brother's, former co-worker had, I think, had ribs. And so and that was the first time I had ever been there. And it's a pretty decent sized restaurant. But there's other places that we would like to try down the line in different areas of restaurants that they've been opening up around town. So that's something new to try. And then I gotta figure out, 'cause my sister's birthday's coming up this month in a few weeks, and I haven't decided what I'm gonna get her, if I decide to get her anything at all. My brother got pissed because on the day that we went to go visit him, which was Wednesday, somebody hacked his Facebook account, pretending to be him, and somebody kept sending me a message through his Facebook Messenger, pretending to be him. And my brother is retarded, so he doesn't spell words right. He always misspells them, and this person was spelling the words too correctly, and I'm like, I noticed. I said, "This isn't him." I said, "Somebody hacked his account." And even my sister said, "Oh, somebody hacked your account." And so, basically, I had to help him set up a whole new account, which was a pain in the ass because I hate when people hack accounts. And then you got to recreate the account. Then you got to do this shit. And then you got to befriend all your friends again. And then it's a pain in the ass. And then, oh, anyway, me and my brother wanted to get cigarettes, and I was just noticing this, and Illinois prices are fucking high for cigarettes. In Indiana, you can get the cheapest pack of cigarettes for like $6, or $6.30 or something like that. And then if you go out to Illinois, the cheapest fucking pack of cigarettes is like $13.20. So it's like $13.20 for the cheapest pack of cigarettes in Illinois. Which is one of the reasons why I don't live in Illinois, because their fucking prices are sky high. My brother went and got a pack of cigarettes. I think he got Newports for like $13.20, and then most of that's just tax anyway. But he got one pack, and they have the short ones, and they have the 100s, and he went with the longer ones. So at least when he walks back home, so when he walks to and from places, he could just smoke, and he has the longer cigarette, which lasts longer where he's smoking. So that's that. when me and my brother were walking around yesterday, we stopped at the dollar store over in his town, which is right across the street from the nursing home, which is where my mom's gonna end up at. I had picked up an A&W root beer. I prefer either A&W and mugs. I think it might have been mugs, actually. So me and my brother got mugs, and then I did pick up an A&W later on when I went to the gas station. And then I picked up a movie, which to add to my collection of the already expanded movies I already have. I picked up this movie, Lincoln, which my brother said that must be the one with Daniel Day-Lewis. I haven't watched it yet because I just got home and I haven't really popped in anything yet to watch. The movie's about 3 hours long anyway, so, and most of the movies about presidents are, like, I have a movie about Nixon that's like 3.5 hours, and this one's about that, is about 3 hours, almost 2.5 or something. Let me see this. Oh, fuck. This one particularly is, okay, that's 150 minutes, that's 2.5 hours, still a pretty decent amount of, and there's been a couple movies made about Lincoln. They had the one with Sam Waterston, and this one's with Daniel Day-Lewis, but the one with Sam Waterston, I think, was like 3 hours, and if not more. And I have it somewhere in my room, because I got so many fucking movies. And then, it was the same thing with my Instagram, too. I was on my Instagram the other day, and I couldn't get it working. So I had to recreate a whole new account on Instagram, which I already did. So now I got my thing going so well. So now my Instagram's already reset. I just had to resave all my pictures that I had lost. So it's just that there. And then I had my morning cup of coffee earlier today. Me and my brother when we were dropping off my brother's boyfriend at work. At his job, and then my brother had to go to the police station to do a couple things. My mom had stopped over at Dunkin' Donuts in Illinois, and and all three of us got coffee. My mom got her original coffee because she doesn't like pumpkin, but she brought a pumpkin coffee for me, like a pumpkin flavored coffee for me and a pumpkin flavored coffee for my brother. So me and my brother had the pumpkin, but my mom had the original because my mom hates pumpkin, so she doesn't know what the fuck she's missing. But there's a lot of shit that's been going on, too. We had some fucked up idiot. Where the fuck is my... Oh, my hair. I was gonna talk about this, but, my mom had sent it to me the other day. Because she knows all these fucked up stories that people send out. And all this other shit. The other day, during the day of Halloween... There was a guy in Utah who was a registered sex offender, and he wasn't supposed to have anything out to indicate that he could be home, and he wasn't supposed to lure kids to his house. So when the kids decided they were gonna go up to his house to knock on the door to trick or treat, the guy answers the door fucking naked with dick swinging in the breeze, ass cheek showing, and he tried to get the kids to come in the house, but because this guy was a sex offender, he basically violated his probation by entering the door naked and exposing himself in front of kids that are under 14. So the guy has not been rehabilitated, but somehow he managed to get out of prison. But now he's probably going to go back because of that shit alone. So that was his mistake on that part. Ugh, man, I'm just tired, too. I haven't gotten much sleep in the last few days, either. And I was going... Yes, because me and my brother went for a walk. I did see my sister for a little bit yesterday. We went to go drop some shit off at her place. It was fucking freezing yesterday, too. I said, when me and my brother went out walking, it was like 30 degrees outside, and I was fucking freezing my ass off. I had my jacket on and everything, but it was fucking cold. Still kind of cold right now, but it was a little bit warmer today than it is yesterday. Oh, damn thing. Ah, fuck. And then I think it's supposed to be somewhat this. It's either this Sunday or next. It's either this Sunday or next Sunday, when the time when the clocks get reset back an hour. I don't have to worry about it because my phone does it automatically. Excuse me. I had to turn down on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. No, it might have been Tuesday. I had to turn down a shift because last week I did 60 fucking hours. I was so fucking tired. My manager at my job asked me, do I want to pick up an extra shift? By basically what it meant was that I would be cut at 2, and then I would have to stay there and eat, and then come back at 5 o'clock to basically start a second shift. And I told him, I said, let me call my mom, see what she says, because my mom, being elderly as she is, being almost elderly as she is, she's the only one in the household that has a license. And so basically I'm working on getting mine. I have the learner's permit but no license. So I told him, I said, well, there's a couple of things going on with my mom's car. She had took it in for an emissions test, and she's got some sensor thing that's wrong with it, so she's got to replace the sensor. But there's two of them that she's got to replace. So I called her up. We didn't know how much the prices were gonna be. So we were telling so I told my manager, I said, well, let me call my mom. I said, she was supposed to take the car in for an emissions test. Let me go see if it failed or passed. Well, my mom tells me it fails because of the two sensors. So she's got to get those two sensors replaced. And if she doesn't get it replaced by November 21st, which is the date of her renewal for her plates, so if she doesn't get that replaced, she can't drive the car, and then I'm fucked, because then my uncle's car passed, but my mom's failed. Because my mom's car is a piece of shit. It's 18 years old, so of course it's gonna fail. So she's got to replace those two sensors. Then if she gets those replaced, then she could put the permit on. Then she could put the license plate on the car. But if she doesn't get that replaced, she's got like 2 weeks to figure this out. She's got until the 21st, and if she doesn't get it figured out, then she can't drive the car, and then I'm fucked, because then I got no way to really to get to work. That's the thing about doing shit like this, is that basically you're trying to find shit, and you gotta try to, I'm sorry about this too. I'm eating leftover, leftover dinner from yesterday when we were at the restaurant out the patio. Yeah, this is like a chicken taco or like a pork taco. Yep. Tell you that. Yep. Pulled pork taco is what it is. Yeah, shit. See, because today's Friday, I don't have to start my shift until 5. But my schedule for next week isn't up yet, so I don't know what my hours are going to be next week. But I have earned like because I've been at my job for like coming up on 4 months. Every time I get my paycheck, it tells me like how many hours I've worked towards getting a day off, and it says I have about 19 hours of paid leave, and I'm just gonna let it build up because that's not and the 19 hours of paid leave, see, it's equivalent to like having an 8 hour shift if you're working 8 hours. Sometimes I work 8 hour shifts, sometimes I don't. But I think my thing says 19 hours. Yeah, 19.4. It might go up next week. I gotta see exactly what it's, how much it's gonna go up by. Yep. And because of my job, I said I found out that they're only closed 2 days out of the year. So the only 2 days that my job is closed is Thanksgiving and Christmas. I was asking my brother what did he plan on doing for Thanksgiving. And I think he said he was gonna stay home. I don't know for sure. But I guess we're just gonna. But I guess that they could that him and his boyfriend can just stay at home, and then me and my mom possibly could just take a swing out there and have a Thanksgiving dinner there. I did get up to a podcast episode 123, I think, for Overnight Drive. So I guess that's where I'm gonna start off at. Okay, I'm gonna make sure that I'm right. Oh no, I'm up to 122. The next one is 123. Still pretty good. Still pretty good there. And this is my po and this podcast episode is my I think it's see her. And this is my 72nd podcast episode. So even 72 episodes of podcast is still pretty good. A lot of people don't realize what it takes to go into podcasting. Because you got a lot of editing, you got a lot of other shit like that to do. So it's like it takes a lot of work to work a podcast to do podcasting. It's not easy as some people think it is. What got me into podcasting was watching and listening to Overnight Drive. The guys Hans and Andrew from Overnight Drive, they were the ones that got me into the idea of starting my own podcast. So it's like that's pretty good. Now I just need to work on getting a second person in here so that so it's not just me talking on the podcast and just going on for hours on end. I'd like to have somebody else to be able to talk, kick back and forth and make comedy with. I guess I'm gonna be turning over a new leaf now because of this religious thing. Yeah, I also still got trolls on my YouTube channel too, and I now have one on my Twitter channel, like my Twitter feed page. I got a troll. Even if you ignore the trolls, they still don't go away. They just keep hammering on until you give a reaction. That's just how it is usually. I was, one of my friends, I have that lives in Florida, his name is Jerry. He's going through a kind of a difficult time right now because, he's in his 60s, but he was friends with my cousin. And Jerry used to split his time between, during the summer, he'd be out here, for like 5 or 6 months, and then the other 6 months he'd go down to Florida, because it was warmer during the wintertime. So during the wintertime, he'd go fly south to Florida. And then about a few years ago, he decided he was going to permanently move there. And he was going to live out the rest of his life down there. Which he, that's what he's been doing. And so I think about a few months ago, he was diagnosed with cancer. And so he's basically got a death sentence. So he's been basically... he's been told that he doesn't have much longer to live. So I guess we're, but he is on my friends, so he is on my face, he's on my friends list for Facebook, but he's been in and out of the hospital the last few months with cancer treatments and everything like that. So, we're just hoping he does better and see how long he lives out of it. And then, let's see here, what do we got? Just going through my emails and deleting that. Yep, there we go. I did watch a movie earlier today at my brother's house before we ended up leaving to come back to my shitty-ass apartment. I was watching a movie called Hunt to Kill, which is not a bad movie. I can't think about how to say the girl's name because I'm always mispronouncing her first and last name. But in the movie called Hunt to Kill, it stars Steve Austin, the former wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin, who's now an actor. And then it stars Eric Roberts in the beginning of the film, but Eric Roberts' character gets killed off when they invade something. And then so eventually in the movie, these people steal some money, or they were trying to, and this old man rips them off. So he eventually, what he tried to do was kill them by placing a bomb inside the backpack that he leaves inside the building. Eventually, they opened up the bag, and they were thinking that there was money in there. Then they find the phone attached to a bomb thing, and he was going to blow them up. And the one guy defused the bomb. So they ended up surviving. And then later on in the movie, the girl that plays Stone Cold Steve Austin's daughter, gets arrested in the film for shoplifting. And the girl in the movie, the girl that plays Steve Austin's daughter in the movie, is the same girl that plays Octavia Blake in the 100 TV show. That used to be on the air. And of course, the show 100's not on the air anymore. They called it after 7 seasons. Although it wasn't a bad show. I've seen every episode. But I think that's about as much as I can talk about today because I gotta get some other stuff done before I go to work. I got my laundry going, so I'm going back and forth between that. And then I'm gonna probably do a live stream video for my Instagram before I ended up going to work. So there's that. So I guess I'll leave you guys. And then I'll get do the best I can to get to a video to get to an audio podcast next week. But I'll see you guys then. This is episode 72 of the RBW King podcast.